after some recent conversations, we thought that maybe it would be time to shift the name in order to better reflect the work that we wanted to do. We think this is going to be a really exciting new chapter. And so, Alex, would you like to introduce the new title of our podcast?
I would be pleased to do so. After much deliberation, we have decided to settle on Unsettling as our podcast name. And there's a kind of double entendre with the title Unsettling. So on the one hand, you have, you know, the idea of discomfort, but then there's also the notion of settler colonialism as well, right? And as you guys have probably noticed in a lot of the works that, in a lot of the episodes that we've put out there, a consistent motif has been the topic of settler colonialism, its connection to capitalism, and, you know, the present structures of colonial and settler colonial power relations in Canada today. When we are exploring this idea of unsettling, it's to do the work of recollection of historical settlement and the kind of cultures, belief systems, memories, and myths that are part of that project of settler colonialism. This idea of unsettling isn't to suggest necessarily that, you know, we're working towards the ability to fully unsettle, you know, to desettlerize ourselves or something like this. Although that is sort of in part some of the theory that we want to work through in the podcast, but it is also to work through those emotions and those feelings of being unsettled by the past that we are working with and working within.
I think what's nice about it is that we're not saying, oh yeah, we're there, we're decolonized or whatever, but rather what's that process look like and how do we engage it to the greatest degree that we can? I think some of the best work that we did on this podcast so far and the stuff that we think we're the most proud of, it was the stuff that really dove into this question of what is settler colonialism? How is it operating today? How does it inform our lives? And what came out of that is, of course, a lot of horror. Like when we go back and look into the history of the process of colonization, there's some truly horrifying and, you know, for lack of a better word, unsettling stuff in that history. So how can we kind of face that in a way that is compelling and interesting, in a way that takes appropriate responsibility as settlers and simultaneously makes it sort of accessible and meaningful for people?
In the media landscape, we can definitely say that, you know, there are lots of different left media sources and podcasts that that will bring in bits and pieces, but that don't make a consistent effort of doing so. And I think that making it a consistent effort is a big part of what we want to achieve.
One reason why I think what we're doing, we feel is unique, is how much of that stuff consistently acknowledges its position as settler media, right? How much of that stuff is kind of self-conscious of itself as coming from the perspective of settlers? And would that change the way that we might think through politics in North America? And I think, you know, for us on a more personal note, we think this is really important to understand what it is to be settlers and what that means, what kinds of ethical obligations that means that we have in our lives. We think that that is existentially important. And so we are looking for a space to explore that together and talk that through really seriously. And we want to do it in this way that is kind of semi-public in the sense of the podcast, because we think that other people might be interested in that as well. We think that other people might also think that's important. You know, we're going through a time in Canada where everyone's talking about reconciliation, but have we thought through what it means to be a settler in the first place? I think, you know, probably for a lot of people, a lot of institutions, the answer to that is no. And I think for many people who are serious thinkers about this stuff and, you know, who are just normal people, but who are like, what does this really mean for my life? I want to think through how this actually impacts my identity and what this calls me to do, how this calls me to kind of be in the world, you know? Like those are the kinds of questions that we're really interested in. And we hope that those are the kind of conversations that you would want to join us for and want to have with us. As I'm kind of bringing it down to that personal note, I think we also just wanted to mention like, okay, yeah. So we had stopped doing the podcast for a period of maybe a year or something like this. And, you know, both Alex and I have undergone big, life changes in the meantime. We're all living in different places and doing different kinds of work, but we're kind of landed in a spot right now. Neither of us are any longer in formal academia as of pretty recently. And so we're still looking for a space to kind of be like, yeah, we're still at the end of the day, like big political theory nerds. We want to talk about stuff like,
oh yeah,
you know, what's that forum going to be? Right. And so we're trying to like create that too and have some fun along the way.
Yeah, I guess I went through a lot of different changes over the last couple of years. I lived in France for a while, and then now I'm based in Sioux Lookout. And if I'm not mistaken, Sioux Lookout is on the traditional territory of the Lac Seul First Nation, Ojibwe. So I'm speaking from way up here in Northern Ontario, and pretty excited about connecting with folks here. And if there's anyone listening who is from Thunder Bay or like Kenora or whatever, you should reach out because I don't know very many people up here. Yeah. but I got some family up here. So
thanks for doing the little acknowledgement there. I'm now based in Gatineau and working in Ottawa. And so that's a big move for me as well. I was formerly living and working in Kitchener, which was on the Haldimand Tract of the Haudenosaunee territory. And now here living on the unceded territory of the Algonquin Anishinaabe, which is wild because this is, of course, you know, the national capital region of Canada and how, you know, just profoundly symbolic is it that the national capital is on unceded territory. And anyway, we're gonna get into a bunch of that stuff later. Already have a bunch of ideas that we're kind of excited about.
As Keegan said, you know, we're big political theory nerds, and you know, I'm always reflecting on alternative forms of politics and always trying to just work through, you know, the potential for social transformation, for societal transformation, for, you know, theories of emancipation and all this great stuff. And there's just so much out there to learn about and to try and understand and work through. So, you know, I'm very happy about the podcast kind of relaunching.